presence of the Lord this morning here. And He will continue to work in our lives. Amen? So this morning I want to share with you, gratitude is always to be expressed. There's many of us here today, God has worked in your life. And there is no reason for us to keep our mouth shut if God has worked in your life. So gratitude is always to be expressed, all the time. Thanksgiving is this weekend that we're talking about. It's a celebration all over North America. And we see that it's a one-day thing, but as believers, it's not a one-day thing. It is an everyday thing of the week, 7 days a week, to express a gratitude what God and what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And there's so many things that we can thank Him for this morning. Amen? When we realize all He has done for you and for I in this world, in our lives, we should become thankful for what He has done for us. So thanksgiving is an act of expressing specific gratitude to God for the blessings God has given us, wherever those are in the physical, those are in the spiritual, or those are even in material things. And as we grow as believers, we should see an attitude, and we should have an attitude of gratitude. We should have an attitude of gratitude, of thanksgiving developed in our lives. A relationship with Jesus Christ should transform us into a joyful, positive, and grateful soul. And one sign that Jesus Christ is living in your heart, and that is gratitude. So there is no reason for you and I to not say, thank you, Jesus, or thank you, Lord, because the moment you have experienced the love of Jesus in your life, you have experienced hope, you have experienced peace, you experience comfort, you experience all of the wonderful fruits that Christ has given to us. We have experienced, and we're going to experience, eternal life with Him forever and ever. There's one of the reasons why we can thank Him. So when I see a brother and a sister without raising their voice before the Lord, it means you have never experienced Christ. Because you're grateful when you experience something. If I come to you and I'll give you a gift personally in your hands, I'm expecting a thank you. Now, Christ has come into your life, and you expect right away to say, thank you, Jesus. And when someone does not express that gratitude, you will say, ooh, what's wrong with that person there? How many of you experienced that? That you were given a gift to someone and you never received a thank you? And it's not really good, is that right? It's not good feeling. It doesn't feel right. But gratitude. And I want to talk to you this morning about gratitude. Gratitude. Thankfulness. Mr. Kipling, try to understand this story. I know some of us might get confused here, but stay focused for this. Mr. Kipling was a great British poet whose writing have blessed many of us, including a generation gone by. Kipling was a very famous writer even before he died and made a great deal of money of his trade. A newspaper reporter came up to him once and said, Mr. Kipling, I just read that somebody calculated that the money you make from your writings amount to over $100 a word. Mr. Kipling raised his eyebrows and said, really? I certainly wasn't aware of that. So the reporter reached into his pocket and pulled out a $100 bill and gave it to Mr. Kipling and said, here's a $100 bill, Mr. Kipling. Now you give me one of your $100 words. Kipling looked at the $100 bill for a moment, took it and folded it up and put it in his pocket and said, thanks. Well, the word thanks is certainly a $100 word, in fact. How elect, it is more like a $1 million word. That is a one word that is too seldom heard, too rarely spoken, and too often forgotten. Thanks is more than a $100 word. It is a word, especially that word becomes a way of life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. We see this is a specific command, direct command that God has given to us through Paul. Concerning gratitude in everything and giving thanks. If you have your scriptures, you can go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I don't have a PowerPoint this morning with you, and if you have a Bible on your phone, you can go right ahead. Please don't text to your girlfriends or your boyfriends, whoever it is, but go straight to the Bible app. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks." Oh, that's pretty hard. In everything give thanks. Are you with me? That's pretty hard to expect to really say, "I'm going to give you thanks in everything." Wow. In everything give thanks, for this. Listen to these words. Is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It's a direct command that is given to us. Direct command says, give in everything, give thanks. Ruth Graham, we can't always give thanks for everything, but we can always give thanks in everything. William P. King observes that gratitude is from the same root of grace, which signifies the free of boldness, mercy of God. Thanksgiving is from the same root work as think, so that the think is to thank. Now David steadfastly affirmed that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be on my mouth. Isn't that pretty tough to do? Situations happen in life. Oppositions come in life, you lose a loved one, and all of a sudden the scriptures for us to continue praise the Lord. Are you with me this morning? That's a pretty tough thing to do. But you and I cannot do that alone. You cannot do it on our own strength. You need the Holy Spirit to help you to thank Him at all times. Without having that Holy Spirit, you and I cannot do it. Because many of us have fallen short in that area to thanking God. How many of you really thank God for a big situation happen in your life? Did you really thank God? Somebody you know has went through the hardship of your life. Thank you, Jesus, for allowing this to happen. Do we really say that? But we can change our words into our negative words and change it to a positive word to say, thank you, Jesus, that now we have the Word of God to help us overcome that situation. Changing that kind of way is completely different. Is our attitude must change. Our attitude for becomes a great gratitude. And then a great attitude becomes a latitude. Because I'm going to speak about latitude for a moment later on. Spurgeon comments, I will bless the Lord at all times. And he's resolved and fixed an eye. God won't force us to choose thankfulness. It comes down as a choice. But even that choice is motivated by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, in everything, he tells us to give thanks. If we ought to be thankful to God and grateful for His goodness, if any people in Canada ought to be thankful of God to God and grateful for His goodness, it ought to be the Christians. If any group Christians ought to be thankful to God and grateful for His goodness, it ought to be the Christians in this fellowship. We ought to have an attitude of gratitude. In all the members of this church, you are looking at one member right here that is so grateful and so thankful. And I know you feel the same this morning. And in this great world of Canada, yes, we are living in Canada. In this world, great world of Canada, we are so grateful to be Canadians, and some of you are becoming Canadians. In this great nation, we ought to be thankful. Christians ought to be thankful that God has led us by the hand to be part of this wonderful church. Are you with me this morning? This is a wonderful church. This is a wonderful body. And I'm thankful to God every day for allowing me to come here and to be in this body. Have you taken that time and say thank you for New Hope? Have you taken that time to say thank you for our brothers and sisters? I ask you to celebrate in saying thanks to all that God has done. Give thanks. It says, in everything, give thanks. This command means that in every situation we are to give thanks to our servant and good God, our Savior. In Ephesians, it tells us this: always give thanks for all the things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. That's in Ephesians 5:20. Give thanks in every situation does not mean that we must be happy in every situation or to accept the matters without praying or working for change. But in everything means no exception. Every situation, at all times, every circumstance, good or bad, happy or sad, give thanks. Really, Paul? Is that what you really want me to do, to get thanks in the good and bad times of my life? Come on, Paul. Have you written that scripture for us? Isn't that pretty hard to do? But I quote, it's not humanly possible. To which Paul would probably reply, you're right. It's not. It's only superhumanly possible. It's impossible, but it is him possible. The Bible tells us, do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be what? Filled with the Spirit. It's only the Spirit of God in your life, in my life, that can help us to say thank you. We're humans. I guarantee you, we have fallen short in that area that we forgot to. We bypass so many times what God has done in your life. We bypass that. Why do I say that? Because 10 lepers were healed. And I guarantee you that all the 10 were grateful. But only one remembered to say thank you and returned. And I'm telling you, we face the same things at times. We think it's just a natural thing. Oh, it has to happen, so it's not God. So we just bypass it and say, well, okay, it just happens. And we know we're thankful. Something had to happen in the heavens for us to experience this. But we just forget to say, thank you, Jesus, for that situation. Or that problem, or whatever it is, how he overcomes it. But here's the question I want to ask you this morning, because I want to shift this message into, I cheated a little bit. I did two messages in one service, okay? Here's the question this morning I would like to ask you. Where does God live? Yeah, Pastor, we know that God lives everywhere. We know that he lives in our hearts. By his spirits, those who believe in him, God lives in our hearts. But the scripture tells us where he does live. You want to know where? Very simple. In Psalm 22:3, but you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. He lives in the praises of his people. He's worshipped. If he is worshipped, he lives there. If he's glorified, he lives there. He's enthroned in the praises of Israel. He lives in the praises of his people. He says, enter with what? With thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. He lives in the praises of his people where he is worshipped. And when you and I give thanks and praise to God, when we praise him, we are worshiping for who he is. And when we give thanks and worshiping him for what he has done, he is worthy to be worshipped. He is exalted when we lift him up. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God. It's not my will, it's the will of God. It's written in the scriptures for you and I. Now, our attitude can be the problem for us. Our attitude can destroy that thankfulness and the heart of gratitude. Our attitude should always be expressed, being thankful in all the things. This is the will of God. And we all want to know the will of God in our lives, don't we? We all want to know what is the will of God in your life. And there's many things that you want to know what the will of God is in your life. Yes, we all do want. But the one thing that is the will of God in our lives is that we give thanks to God. That is the will of God. We have just read it. It's hard to give him thanks when big situations happen in our life. But we can change the way we do things. Instead of complaining, instead of criticizing, instead of saying, God did this, change it and say, thank you, Jesus. And now you're going to give me the word to help me overcome the situation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word, God. Because it's giving me that hope. It's giving me that direction. It's giving me the answers that I'm looking for to overcome the situation. Because things in life will always happen. But we can make it so negative and so bitter if we look at that. But it says, give thanks in everything, in all times. It's hard to do. But it's only done by the Holy Spirit that lives within our hearts. This is a command from God to give thanks. The attitude of gratitude is to give thanks in expressing it and also by living it. Attitude is extremely important in life. Changing your attitude is the key of life. You and I cannot change circumstances in our life. We cannot change that, but we can change the conditions. We can change the atmosphere in our life that when we give praise and thanksgiving to God. Now, I have visited a lot of people, and I visit people in the hospital, I visit in the residence, and I have people that were sick. And I know this can, everybody, a lot of you can probably testify in this too. But I use an illustration of Eunice. I just called her yesterday, and I know she's watching, and I've called Eunice yesterday, and I was speaking to Eunice. I spent a good time with her on the phone. And I was reflecting about Eunice. And I know the Sister Maria I went to visit has a wonderful, positive attitude. And there's also others in this church here, and Joyce, and Larry. There's others that are here that I, when I spoke to, this positive way of thinking instead of negativity. And here I'm going to see Eunice. And I'm on the phone with Eunice. I said, explain me, Eunice, how are you feeling today? It just blessed my heart. And she goes, you know, Pastor, I told her, first of all, I called her to say I am encouraged by her encouragement, by her support, by her prayers. She texts me every single day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. She texts me every single day with biblical verses or a word of encouragement or whatever it is, every single day. And every time I visit her, I've never heard a negative word about her condition. So I said to her, how are you feeling today? And how have you reacted when you have lost, when you have known that you had tumor? And she went to me like this. She goes, you know, Pastor, I was going to a dinner potluck at church. And I believe, look at her positive thinking. She goes, I know that God pushed me down to the ground so they can figure out that I never knew I had tumor, but the doctors figured out the tumor in my head. Her positive thing, she didn't think, God, you punished me on the floor. God, you pushed me, so in a way you've protected me to send me to the hospital so they can work on my head. Isn't that amazing? And every time I visit her, it was never to say, I'm upset at God. Was there struggles? Yes, there was. Was there hardships? Yes, there was. Was there times she must have doubted? Yes, there was. But she relied on the Holy Spirit. She removed the negativity and believed in the positivity. And you know, through that, the attitude of gratitude became latitude everywhere she goes. She thanks the Lord and she shares what Christ has done in her life. Latitude is all over, expressed, expanded everywhere. She is so grateful for what God has done in her life. Even though that situation is there, she still praises God. And there's others here that I know, Pat still praises God. Excitement. Because you have to be in that mood. You got to be in that positive. Because if you're in that negativity, you're not going to go far. You're not going to go anywhere. That attitude can destroy your walk. And can crush you. But in everything, give thanks. We must learn from people like that. We must learn. Because I ask the question to myself at times. If situations happen like that to me, how am I going to respond? And I pray that the Holy Spirit is within me so I can answer positive. We can move our negativity to positivity because being ungrateful is a sin against God. It reveals what? Pride. It reveals arrogance, careless. When we do not praise or give thanks, it breaks the commandment of God, and that becomes a sin in your life and in my life when we don't are ungrateful people. Romans speaks about that. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Who surpasses the truth in unrighteousness? In Romans 1:18-21, that's what it tells. Because what we be known of God is manifested in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, has invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Watch this. So that they are without excuse. Verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Ungrateful heart is a sin against God. If you want to be happy in your life, if you want to have healing in your life, if you want spiritual, physical healing, if you want to be holy in your life, then give thanks. I quote, gratitude produces more positive emotional energy than any other attitude of life. Repeat that. Gratitude produces more positive emotional energy than any other attitude of life. All of our negative destruction in our lives, such as bitter anger, anxiety, unforgiveness, spirits, can drag us down and damage our emotional and our times physical. They are counteractive by the positive power of praise in our lives. Yes, the attitude changes everything. Life tastes better when you and I give thanks. And when we thank God about these blessings of our God, when we count them one, name them one by one, when we reflect on it, it will be overjoyed. It will be overjoyed in excitement what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. You know that song? I can't sing this for this generation because the generation of today don't know that song. But count your blessings, name them one by one. See what God has done. You can't be shut. You know the blessings that God has given upon your life. Every single day, he's giving us breath. So give him shout, give him praise, and thank him because he is a good, good father. And I can count all the blessings that he has given us. He can count all the blessings he has given me. You can count all the blessings he has given you. Even though there is struggles, even though there's opposition, even though there is down things at home, but give him thanks, because when you give thanks to the Lord God Almighty, great things happen. Because he is a big and a mighty God. Are you with me this morning? I'm just being started right there. 10 lepers were healed. I said that before. And 9 went away, but 1 thanked him. Don't bypass what God has given you. Remember what God has done to your life. Remember how God has given you breath. Remember that God has given you. We just, you know, thank him in a different way. Oh, we, you know, even myself sometimes. Oh, it's cold over here. But we should say the difference. It's better to be cold than get earthquakes all the time. I make mistakes like that too, because I complain it's cold here. I don't like it's cold. It is cold. We've got to change the way we speak. Lord, there's no fall here. We like to see the fall. You give us snow? Like really? Really? Like really, God, really. Think of it. Really, snow in September. Like it's not normal. I think that God is trying to do something to this world. He's shifting this world to say, wake up, generation! Wake up, man, because something is happening in this world. We tend to complain about it. I'm guilty of that. But I've learned through this to give thanks. Sorry, excuse me. because I was getting excited and my throat just tickled a little bit. I'll let you know who's going to be the first one to give me mouth to mouth. Quentin, is it you? So where are we now here? I got a little bit sidetracked here. When we rejoice to give gratitude, our attitude changes. And when our attitude changes, our attitude or altitude will change. When your attitude is one of the gratitude, thanksgiving to God, then that thanksgiving, then it's translated to thanks living in your life. Everything gets expanded. It gets bigger and better and wonderful when we praise God. In the scripture, when we go in the Psalms, when we're in times of trouble, we go to the Psalms. When times of happiness, we go to the Psalms. We know in the Psalms of trouble and triumph and joyous as well as sad times, we often go to the Psalms because Psalms are there to help us out. But the Bible tells us in Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. The psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my mouth. In other words, thanksgiving will always be on the tip of my tongue. Always ready to praise God. He is doing and he is praising God in the heavens. David, a man after God's heart, because he is praising God constantly when he give praise and thanked him, when we worship him, you start living large. Every mountain, every bush, it becomes a glow in the presence of God. God is in everything, and you will see God everywhere when you praise him. When you have a heart of gratitude, you will see God in that midst. When we continue praising God, when we continue thanking him, we will discover he comes back to you. Yes, God keeps on blessing us when we give him thanks at all times. God keeps on adding more and more, and you are ever expected to our blessings. New Hope Christian Assembly, the attitude of gratitude should always be expressed. If we look at another thing, what happens when you and I have an attitude of gratitude? Our attitude will result the latitude. It cannot. If you have a heart of gratitude, you cannot have a selfish heart. Because that when you have gratitude with God, he blesses you. You cannot keep it to yourself like the children sometimes. This is my cookies, don't touch. When God gives, you bless. Latitude. Give to others. It's better to bless. It's better to give than to receive. It doesn't make any sense if we have God that given us everything and we keep it to ourselves. It doesn't make any sense. God has blessed us with finances. God has blessed us with homes. God has blessed us with so many things of life. Give back to the community. Give back to the people around you so they can have a word of mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. And when we say that, his name is magnified. And that's all worth it. That's all worth it. When someone else sells it, Jesus is magnified and glorified. It is more better to give than to receive. Do you know that gratitude is the mark? Here it is. Listen to these words. Gratitude is the mark of the maturity of a growing Christian. It is a sign that moving from selfishness and bringing blessings to others. And at times we can be selfish. We can have that it's mine and we just grow fat in what God has given to us, but we don't bless others. That's a sin. When we start living by showing our blessings, we start growing in our faith. We give not so we can feel better. We give so we can live better. God always gives himself to those who call upon him with praises and thanksgiving. When latitude is being expanded and growing, we will be a giving Christian. We cannot be a grateful person and be selfish. It doesn't go hand to hand. Or grateful or selfish, one of the two. God gives abundantly to us so we can give back. Remember, we do not exist for ourselves. We exist for others. We need to give to our community. We exist for people who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. For those who need the compassion and the touch of Jesus in their life. I'm good now. Jesus has come into my life. He has washed me with the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. I have life with him. I have this peace. I have this joy. I have this hope. I have everything that is satisfaction in my life. I can't keep it to myself. I'm going to be a blessing to others with it. Because it doesn't go together, selfish with gratitude. You have to have one or the two. So if you have a heart of gratitude, church, do you have a heart of gratitude? Don't have crocodile's arms. Give it away. Go bless someone. Bless someone in the streets. Bless someone's in your home. Bless someone at your workplace. You will see you will never go short because God is the one who will bless you. You be the giver. You be the tither and God will be the giver. We're afraid of the possessions. We're afraid of God's possession in our life. It's not our possessions anyways. It's God's possession. If God has given to us, give. Why don't you go to a shopping mall one day and you see someone is paying all his groceries? Do this act of service this week, or this act of kindness this week. And you see someone is paying their groceries. Just step up in front of them and say, I want to bless you this week because it's a day of thanks, the weekend of Thanksgiving. Can I bless you with this? I guarantee you, God will bless you double, triple, quadruple, more and more because you're doing what God has told you to do. Bless others. And I know people here do that. You guys do that. This church does it. It's a nice church. It's a good church. Do we need to work on ourselves more? Yes, we do. We do need to work on ourselves a little bit more. God always gives himself to those who call upon him in praises and thanksgiving. When latitude is being expanded and growing, we'll be a Christian, giving Christian. We cannot be a grateful person and be selfish. Now here it is. It's ungrateful when we think that God gave us all and we don't give back. So our possession, or not a faithful giver, or my tithe or offerings. Someone said when we give, we will be glowing in our life. And here's why. Because when we give thanks and praise to God, always the latitude of our gratitude will be expanded. And here what happens. Jesus is magnified. God is glorified when we praise him. He is exalted in the inhabitants of his people. That's where God lives. He will be edified. He will build us up. When we give thanks, we are strengthened. Jesus is magnified. Watch this. Listen to this. Jesus is magnified. Christians are edified. And the church will be multiplied. So if you get from God, have this attitude of gratitude. When you have this heart of gratitude, give latitude. Give it all. Give it away. I'm not saying to take your $500 a week and give it all. But whatever it is, that act of kindness. Give a blessing to someone and you will see God. You will never grow short with God. The kingdom of God is multiplied when we praise him and when we give him thanks. Simply is this. Being thankful and overflowing with praises and worship to God, it will lead us and take us all the way to heaven. It will bring heaven to your heart. Prayer will bring your heart to heaven, but praise will bring heaven to your heart. Thank him. Praise him for what he has done. In everything, at all times, let it be on your lips every day of your life. And you just share it. And when the blessing comes into your heart, into your life, because God is a God who blesses. And when He blesses, have this latitude of expanding and blessing others around. And when we do that, the church of God will multiply. We can't be a people of God to keep it to ourselves. We need to bless others. And that can be with time. It can be with finances. It can be with food. It can be with a prayer. It can be with anything. But don't keep it to yourself. Give it away. Whatever God has given to you, bless others. So let's stand this morning. As we conclude, the worship team will come up, and we're going to be singing a song of thanksgiving. If we have one ready for it, I want to sing it, and I don't want anybody in this place to not say thank you, Jesus, because every single one of us can testify on that He has done great things in our lives. Amen? So here it is that I want to conclude you with. Let's come to the throne of God with thanksgiving and enter into the presence with praise. Because when we do, your attitude will be an attitude of gratitude and will always express your thanksgiving. So New Hope Christian Assembly, as we conclude this with a song, be a blessing this weekend. Be a blessing to your neighbor. Be a blessing to your coworker. Be a blessing to your neighborhood, wherever you're at. Share the blessing what God has given to you. Be a grateful giver. You will never lose out when give what God has blessed you with. So that's my encouragement to you this morning. Just thank Him for what He has done in your life and praise Him, glorify Him, magnify Him, and go out and be a blessing to someone this morning. Can we sing together a song?
Give thanks.